Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to Double Down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Now coming up, we'll be talking to Luke Rutkowski. He's an indie media pioneer. He's been all over the world covering all kinds of stories. But first, Stacy, what do you think about this idea where these major platforms like YouTube and others are starting to completely change their business model around, and some of these guys who started on these independent platforms building huge audiences are now being, quote, demonetized? What do you think of that?
Obviously, the 2016 election in the United States changed a lot. The establishment candidate lost, and lost big in a humiliating way. And I think that has basically galvanized the corporate sector to say, wait, the ordinary schmo out in the street is getting way too much information. They have a mind of their own. Our propaganda on our networks no longer works against them. So we need to shut down this, what they see as the competitor, and they call fake news. This whole propaganda around the notion of fake news, we have to stop these voices from being heard. And if we stop them from being heard, then we can control the message in the future.
Yeah, that's for sure. There seems to be panic in the C-suites of corporate America that their anointed successor, Hillary, somehow lost. And this has trickled down into the indie media space where guys that have built up enormous followings, doing incredible work, a lot of hard work, doing the work that we would have expected from the mainstream media, the big outlets, the big well-funded outlets, has not been done, but is being done, really out of passion more than anything else. Now they're being attacked. These indie media types are being attacked by demonetization. And so this is overreach by the corporation. Remember, YouTube is an extension of the public domain. Everything that is a success on YouTube is the result of the government. The U.S. government built the internet, the DARPA. All the technology came out of labs from the U.S. government. And now you have private corporations turning around and saying, wait a minute, we decide who gets to speak. We know what free speech is. Constitution doesn't apply to us. And it's become an unholy, ungodly confrontation between monarchs, these new monarchs, and those who are advocating free speech.
So we have platforms like YouTube, which is demonetizing now many, many different voices. From our guest, Luke Rutkowski, we're going to throw to him in one moment. But the likes of Congressman Ron Paul, his videos have been demonetized. He's no longer allowed to earn income on his YouTube videos. We have also Google has changed their algorithm. We're not allowed to know, but the algorithm has basically deplatformed a lot of websites across the political spectrum from the left to the right. Any of those that are not corporate friendly, whether right or left, they are no longer, it's almost impossible to find them by searching for any topics that they might be covering. So I think it's a good time now to turn to Luke Rutkowski of We Are Change. Tell us, Luke, how much money you were making on YouTube and how much, what happened after demonetization?
I mean, we were getting demonetized before it was cool. Everyone's learning about the demonetization right now, but for a number of years now, YouTube has been shutting off ads, putting them back on, shutting them off for a very long time on our YouTube channel. And it's not just demonetization. We have to understand, Google, the monopoly corporation that it is, has so much power to show people what's happening. And they ultimately worked like drug dealers. At first, they give you this free product. Let me give you a free hit of this open wide web of information, this great highway where you could find out and learn about anything. And when Google first came out, they introduced Google Video. If your video got the most amount of views, it would be in the top 10. And then what happened? Movies that me and other independent journalists made were in the top ranking. They would get huge, mega viral videos with Loose Change and all these other documentaries. And then they said, oh no, we have to stop that. They stopped that, got rid of that. And we're seeing slowly shifts being made because when this platform, the internet, was first introduced, people were getting unfiltered information, and this is why they lost control of the narrative. And it's such a huge threat to Google, because once you're able to tell the truth, you're able to cripple empires, destroy corporations, take down politicians. And when they lose the narrative, they lost all the power. And now they're slowly reeling us in. They gave us the good product. We're all used to it. It's very convenient. It's very awesome. But now we're seeing the effects of it. Now we're seeing more people demonetized. We're seeing people who subscribe to us who are unsubscribed to us. And and these are hundreds of people that I'm getting messages from saying, I was subscribed to your channel. I'm no longer subscribed. There's instances of people saying, I clicked the notification. I don't get your notifications anymore. So seeing that happen, it's very understandable. I see people make the argument saying, well, Google's a private corporation. They could do what they want. No, they are not. They had seed funding from intelligence agents companies. They have even tax breaks. They get government subsidies. They work in collusion with the government to spy on you. Google Maps would not be available if it wasn't with cooperation of the Pentagon. This is a quasi-corporatocracy that we're all facing. And these people, these private supposedly corporations, which are really interlinked with the intelligence agencies, are going to be a lot more powerful than governments if they are not already, especially with the latest, I'm ranting here, I'm sorry, but the latest advancements that they're making with AI, artificial intelligence, quantum computing. This is really such a major issue. We're seeing their political side and their political agenda released. And anyone who goes against the grain, anyone who criticizes the status quo, anyone who threatens their empire with truth will be de-incentivized, will be put in a corner. And we're seeing little tests. They're testing it right now. Jordan Peterson gets hit one day. We Are Changed gets hit in a different way. Other organizations are getting hit in different ways. They're seeing how they could do this more effectively. And this is such a critically important issue that we all need to face the reality of, because if you control information, you control the entire world, and they do.
Yeah, I mean, you make a big, good point there about the whole nature of this media space. You know, the internet and YouTube and other platforms were originally introduced as two-way platforms, and people could communicate with each other freely. And of course, the initiative, the desire by Hollywood to turn everything into HBO, where everything, you know, you got to pay a monthly subscription and we'll feed you entertainment. And that's our model. We want an HBO model. We don't want neutrality. We don't want equal access for folks. And as a result, it's created a toxic atmosphere now where those who have something to say are feel like they're not being able to participate in the American experience, right? And this is, you've seen on your, I would say, We Are Change in your videos in the last year, you've been going to hot spots. You know, people are rioting in the street. That seems to be an increasing, I think, because people have been thwarted. They've been choked off from access to express themselves. And it's a basic human need. And I would, some would argue, a human right to be able to express yourself. If that's curtailed and thwarted, you end up with violent reaction. Your thoughts?
The truth is powerful. People know that. That's why when YouTube and Google first came out with their video platforms, the first things that were getting on the top that were the number one viewed videos were subversive, controversial videos. And then they got rid of that and they were like, you know what? Instead of the most popular video, which everyone is wanting the truth of, which everyone wants to go against the status quo, which everyone doesn't want the mainstream media propaganda garbage that they put on you, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to give you suggested videos. We're going to suggest what you think you should want to watch. And that's exactly what they've been doing. And it's kind of sad because this is where my main kind of popularity came, when the internet was still open and free and these highways weren't controlled by these monopoly corporations with CIA connections. And I put my full blood, sweat, and tears into it. I went to Venezuela, almost died there. Went to Fukushima inside of the radiation just to provide you the news. I faced so many adversities, whether it's, you know, in the beginning when the internet was still open. We had police officers assault us, arrest us. I had a police officer put a gun to my head because of my reporting on the ground. That was another form of censorship. They understood that didn't work. That made us more popular. Now they're moving towards a different form of censorship. And the motive here, it could be, I believe, explained in two reasons. One could be very easily explained by a sinister agenda. Another one could be just a corporate agenda. They are a company that is beholden to their stocks, and they are more, they more want power and control, but also it's not financially wise for them to push things that make people think critically. Whenever you have someone challenging new information, they're not in a state to buy useless crap that they don't need. If you're able to regurgitate information, give people what they think they want and appease them and give them the fluff and all this other crap, you don't put them in a state of questioning everything, especially the corporatocracy that we're living under, and more people are willing to buy stuff. So I could understand the financial incentives, but I also see kind of the deeper sinister agenda happening. And it could, you know, it's really hard to explain, but we're seeing the results of it and we're seeing the effects effects of it with news organizations like mine being totally hit and demonetized and losing the majority of our income, which came from YouTube advertisements, but now is almost gone.
So again, just to reiterate, they're blocking left wing, right wing. It's not just a lot of the people I know on the left wing are kind of applauding this, thinking that they're just shutting down right wing people, but it's also the left wing. Now, of course, you have found another avenue through which to monetize your content once again. And again, it's this new innovation outside of government control, outside of corporate control, and that is the cryptocurrency community. Tell us about your where you found a way to monetize.
Well, before we get into that, I'm also kind of skeptical of the cryptocurrency community, because right now the cryptocurrency community is open. It's like the internet when it first came out. It's amazing. But then I also see Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and Chase and Google try to get their hands on this. So I'm seeing the same influences kind of get in there. Right now we have really great alternatives like Steemit.com, which we kind of started putting our content on, which people could tip, which people could even financially support us just by leaving a comment or upvoting. There's other platforms like DTube that host our videos, and BitChute, which we've been using as well, that use a kind of torrent-based system. So the answer is there, but it's difficult because Google and their kind of crack-dealing algorithms and programs have made it so convenient for people to use their products that are all interconnected, that are really a monopoly, that you don't have any other options to use. It's either Google or Android, and they all are horrible, and they all have the same kind of startup, and they all are now censoring and squashing down voices. So right now, we're at a very critical phase where you, the viewer, you, the person listening right now, your participation, your engagement in alternative platforms is critically important. And I know it's very convenient to use Google and ad blocker and have everything connected to one thing, but you got to let go of that convenience, because these interests, these corporations are becoming so powerful that in reality, it's daunting even thinking about the possibilities and technological advancements that they're working on. They're working on godlike powers through technological innovation. These people need to be stopped. I would say regulate them, but then I don't trust the government, because the government's going to take that power and do it themselves. It has to be driven by incentive. MySpace went down. Yahoo went down. So can Google. So can Facebook. And it all relies on you not being convenient and doing the hard work and looking for alternatives now or never, or the Google AI monopoly machine is going to take everything over.
Well, you know, Luke, you're a slave to the truth. You know, the truth is something that you deal in as a journalist, and the truth is appalling. The truth about war, the truth about finance, the truth about the ecology, it's all quite unnerving, but, you know, you're not going to stop. So I'm just going to go off on the left field here for a second. What do you do? I mean, people who want to do what you do, it's grueling. How do you manage your day-to-day emotional state? Are there any tricks you can pass on to folks to help them, if they want to get into this kind of level of truth-seeking, help them manage their emotions in a way that, like, is there a hobby you do? Is there a dietary thing you do? I know this maybe is coming from left field, but what do you think?
I became a quasi-hippie in some sorts of ways. It really is critically important to be mentally sound, and it is very difficult when you're dealing with such hard subjects, when you're seeing so much crime and pain in the streets that I've uncovered, and really staying grounded, meditating, keeping a gratitude journal, trying to keep a good diet is critically important. Also, getting as much sleep as your body needs, listening to your body. I break sometimes too. There's a lot of low points in this. You know, you see so many atrocities. You have so many, you know, bad things happen to you because of this path of truth that you've taken that isn't always that receptive to you, that doesn't pay you millions of dollars, that doesn't really compensate you other than your soul and your spirit. Understanding that what you're doing is more important than any amount of fame or money is critically important. And you have to make the choices. Either sleep good at night, knowing that you made the right decisions, knowing that you're doing your best to make the world a better place, or have a hard time sleeping at night knowing that you sold out to the corporatocracy, a bullcrap divide and conquer agenda that wants us all fighting.
And what's your handle at Steemit?
Luke, we are change. Also BitChute and DTube as well.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Double Down with Max and Stacy. I want to thank our guest, Luke Rutkowski. Until next time, bye, y'all.